I haven't been on a date for 5 years. Tartar sauce has taken over my life.
Are you living right now?
No, I'm
not. What are you doing? You're existing and drowning in tartar sauce.
Exactly.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
So can you commit that you're going to choose your family over tartar sauce?
They're worth it. There's nothing I wouldn't do for them.
Shaolin shadow boxing and the Wu-Tang sword style. If what you say is true, the Shaolin and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous. Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Meow meow, it's me. Welcome to Extra Body, your bonus episode. Happy President's Day from the land of the Black Crows. The high desert. California. Oh yes, we have many, many Black Crows, tenants and landlords around here. Gotta love them. So, it's me, Sophia, live, rare, uncensored, uncut. Welcome back. Oh, how's it been for you? How's it been? Things are crazy. Today is a national day of protest. The president has defunded everything. So, good to be here. Good to be an American, right? Am I right? Well, here I am in the high des for now and the foreseeable, where I have been basically evicted to at this point, care of my neglectful and inhumane landlords who live next door in Pasadena in a hoarder house that has a sick reek to it and who see no reason to remediate my rental since the biggest fire in recent history stopped one street short of ours.
What the fuck is going on in here on this day?
One would think that they might like to safeguard their biggest asset by removing and replacing the insulation in the attic, for example, but no. Instead, they are removing me and moving their son into my house. I am to vacate by June. It is the humanity of the situation, or lack thereof. It really got to me. I'm kind of moving through it now. I don't care. I didn't want to move back in, whether or not they remediated the place or not, TBH. But I hadn't kind of reached that conclusion until they informed me that there would be no prorating of rent. There would be no cleaning. There would be no testing. And yeah. They're moving family in, which is one way I believe people can get around illegal evictions like this. So, yeah, since the fire, I've noticed I'm just so sensitive. And talking to people who aren't in the same boat is just hard. I feel like I have to hold space for them. And then I'm just absolutely spent. After a relatively short interaction, you know, I want and need to be around people, but oh, damn, people are brash and sharp and honestly crazy. I've had some brushes with some weird people of late. I went to see about a job the other day, and when I arrived, the woman in charge acted like we'd known each other for years, as if I was not a complete
Which leads
stranger.
Me to mental breakdowns and the urge to become a Nazi during these times of full straitjacket upheaval. So I actually have some direct experience with this very common phenomenon. So when my mum would go off the rails, it's all about rebellion, and she would want to piss off her parents in the most potent way that she could possibly do that and be as socially inappropriate as she could possibly be. Just like a really, really crazy 14-year-old on crack. Later on, my mother
decided that she was Māori. She decided that she was a Māori Buddhist Jew, which just wound my grandparents up like crazy. And I believe at some point she even adopted like a ceremonial Māori feather cloak and would use like a walking cane. Anyway, all this just to piss off the olds.
This episode can be found at patreon.com/thisbodypodcast. Subscribe to this feed for new free episodes. Ciao, Bella.